60-year-old Ron Dean has smoked since he was 15. He comes from
long-line smokers.
Dean is author of a petition protesting the new rules and signed by nearly half the residents at Mountain View. Even non-smokers added their name, including Korean Hyung-ju.
I cannot smoke, but smoke is freedom in the USA.
The Mountain View tenants say the smoking ban will violate their right to privacy in their homes. Common areas in AHFC facilities have been non-smoking for years. Now the agency is asking all residents in senior and disabled housing units to sign an addendum to their lease, saying they will abide by the policy and take their smokes outside. At Mountain View, that means to the front or back entrances.
It's kind of gnarly out here in the wintertime. I don't want to stand there in 60-mile-an-hour winds and try to smoke a cigarette.
Dean says he had no trouble getting signatures on his petition.
Here's another man who signed the petition. He doesn't smoke.
Government's coming clear into your house now.
Barry, who doesn't give his last name, agrees with the petition that says smoking
should be a person's right in his own place.
Dean's petition and the signatures of 31 of Mountain View's 69 residents have been sent to AHFC managers and board members. The Public Housing Division asked for comments by June 15. Operations Director Michael Courtney says he's already seen the petition.
As we get the comments back in, we'll certainly review them.
Courtney believes the comments will track the results of a 2010 survey sent to AHFC residents statewide. It indicates most would prefer to live in smoke-free housing. Colorful pie charts showing the results recently went up in the Mountain View lobby, along with the new policy and a picture of a man with a zipper-like scar down his chest. The caption, "Do your heart a favor. Quit smoking." As we scan the pie charts, Catherine Ryan rolls out of her apartment in a wheelchair. She smoked most of her adult life, except when she was pregnant. It's her business, she says, and she doesn't believe the survey results are accurate.
Since I am a smoker, if I had gotten one, I would have absolutely filled it out.
AHFC has 1,542 multifamily and public housing units statewide. About that many surveys went out. Public Housing Division Director Catherine Stone says approximately 250 were returned, including 28 from Juneau.
We blanketed everybody, so they kind of knew what was up, and then we included in a resident newsletter kind of the fact that we felt we wanted to go smoke-free, and here's why.
Public housing projects across the country have been implementing smoke-free policies in residents' apartments, including Cook Inlet Housing Authority in Anchorage. Stone says one reason is the high cost of smoking from a health and safety issue.
We put in smoke heaters, we put in all kinds of fans, and we double insulated some of our elderly units where people have respiratory issues, but they're still exposed. You know, secondhand smoke just comes into the units.
Indeed, the lobby at Mountain View smells of stale cigarette smoke. Stone says secondhand smoke is virtually impossible to stop. She says it costs an average of $500 to renovate an apartment between renters, unless a smoker has lived in it. Then it's nearly five times that.
We have to sometimes change the carpet. We have to paint the walls multiple times. Appliances can get damaged from cigarette smoke as well. The insulation around refrigerators and other appliances, so we have to replace the appliances sometimes.
The residents have until the end of July to sign the lease addendum. Ron Dean hasn't signed yet. He hopes the petition will have some sway.
If you don't sign it, they don't say it, but everybody knows what the deal is. You're out.
Stone says if residents don't sign now, they will be asked to later on the anniversary of their lease.
From now until August 1, we're hoping that we can get people to sign, but if they don't, you know, it could be that when they come up on their annual, they choose not to live there anymore.
Stone says AHFC will help provide smoking cessation resources for smokers who want to continue living in their apartment. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.